The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In a world full of negative Nancys, you need to be a positive Polly. And I want to break it down right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I was at MD Anderson yesterday with my mom, who has been diagnosed with cancer. And my attitude yesterday morning, before all of her appointments that she had, I just, you know, didn't know what was going on. I was scared. I was down. I was feeling badly. You know, I'm nervous for my mom. There's all these emotions. She's worried. We get to MD Anderson, arguably one of the best cancer, you know, hospitals in the world. And everybody has a smile on their face. From the moment you pull up, it's hi, how are you? I'm talking from the person who greeted us to park, to her doctors, to the people doing CT scans, vitals, and it changed my entire attitude because they're working with people who are going through a lot of stress. They can't be negative.
Yeah.
They don't have time for all of that. And it put me in the best mood. In fact, I'm still riding off of that positive high this morning.
That's amazing to hear.
It was so good to go in there and feel that love and energy. It changed my whole vibe and my mom's too.
I really do feel like energy is contagious. And when you can pick up off of that positive energy off of somebody, it can change your entire day. It can change your entire feeling. I know that when I go into the stadium, there's two women who work there who are of retirement age, and they work there as so they just don't get bored. And their names are Becky and Mel. Every time I walk into that building, they just have the most positive, the best energy ever. I could be in the worst mood thinking, I can't believe I got to be here. I got to work another job. I got to do this. I got to do that. And when I see them, my whole day changes because I think, man, they are here. They're happy. And it, like I said, it's contagious.
I love that, Automatic, because, you know, the negative is also contagious. You can be in the best mood and somebody can just say something that drains you and turns your energy into what was positive, into just that Debbie Downer feeling. You got to stay away from that.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, that energy will follow intentions as well, too. I think, Dana, what you're highlighting, too, with the people at MD Anderson is how it's almost like a superpower for people to be able to do
Anthony,
that.
Anthony, for real.
And those are the things that, like, you, I guess, I don't know if it's experience, somebody in that profession will be able to answer better, but, like, that ability to be able to uplift and see the glass half full and, you know.
Yes.
It really helps. I would say, I wouldn't describe it yesterday. There's a lot of, it felt scattered, which is understandable. Like, I've been there. Like, anytime you're going through a situation.
The unknown, yeah, perhaps,
like,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you're going through a situation like that, your mind's all over the place.
Yeah.
And so just salute to those people over there who really have that ability to welcome you with grace and open arms.
And Automatic, Anthony, let me tell you, they're so good at what they do. I was even laughing, and so was my mom, as we were talking about billing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kimberly Sullivan married a man who had custody of his son. And when you think about a stepmom or stepdad, you think, oh, hopefully this person is going to treat this child with love as their own. And unfortunately, that's not how this story goes. This boy, now a 32-year-old man, was just found locked in a room.
Oh my God.
For 20 years when he was pulled out and taken to the hospital by firefighters, EMTs. The man is 5'9" and he only weighs 68 pounds.
Whoa.
So we're talking about a human being that is completely emaciated. In 2004, when the boy was 11 years old in fourth grade, teachers and others were already calling Child Protective Services because the boy began to steal food. Anyone who's around children knows when kids are sneaking food, you know that there's probably an issue at home. They're not being fed properly. Food could be used as some form of punishment, even starvation. So the stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, who's now 57, by the way, back then in 2004, she decided, I'll just pull him out of school, put him inside of this tiny room she had built, inside of a room, and he's been there ever since until he started this fire to escape. And he explained to police that he had to have his freedom. He just couldn't take it anymore. I don't know that he would have lived much longer when we hear the way he looked. I mean, police chief did a press conference, and we're talking about a man who sees all kinds of crime, right? This police chief had this to say.
33 years of law enforcement, this is the worst treatment of humanity that I've ever witnessed.
That was the voice of Fred Spagnuolo. Imagine saying it's the worst case of anything you've ever seen in your life. coming from a police officer who we know witnessed a lot of crazy things, I don't understand how anybody could be like this to another human being. He was fed 1 to 2 sandwiches a day, sometimes peanut butter, chicken salad, sometimes nothing was between the bread, and 2 cups of water for 20 years.
Oh my God. And we've done a couple of stories where people are locked inside houses like this. And what is it called where, like, you kind of become a victim of your circumstances? Is it Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome, right? Where, yes.
Like, when you say that to me as a man, I'm just like, how does this guy not just,
he's,
you know,
frightened.
Overpower?
He's afraid. In his mind, he's been that 11-year-old boy. Oh, or 10 or 9 or whatever age all of this began. And he can't even comprehend, I'm sure, that he's a grown man. I mean, his size alone, if you would see this person at that weight, I'm assuming nobody would believe that he's as old as he is. He hasn't been outside to play with anybody. We don't know who he is either. Police are redacting his name along with his biological mother and half-sister who are speaking on this to protect the victim. Because he hasn't been to school. He hasn't done anything in all of this time. How is he going to function? Also, how could the state just not follow up? He's pulled out of school. You have CPS visit the home and the child just disappears and you never follow up. His biological mother and half-sister have a lot of the same thoughts. And of course, they're in shock. Here's what they had to say to NBC.
We have looked for him for so long. Still just can't fathom it. How can anybody treat somebody like that?
And, you know, I don't know the circumstances of custody or what happened, but I know that in this interview with NBC, the sister says she's been searching for him for quite some time.
I've been looking for him for over a decade. I wanted to wait until he was 18. I am almost 35 now, and there was nothing. No social media, no court records, no ancestry information, nothing.
Now, of course, this man's mother is grateful that he is alive and looking forward to reconnecting and hear her thoughts on just what happened to him.
I love him, and he is so strong, and I'm so proud of him for doing what he needed to do. I wish he did it sooner.
The stepmother, the evil stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, is being held on a $300,000 bond, has pleaded not guilty, and we will follow up with this as the story develops. The mom of the victim says she hopes that she spends the rest of her life locked away. And I hope she does too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we have our Who's Lying contestant ready to go. Alicia, are you there and ready to play Who's Lying, girl? Are you ready to do this?
Yeah. Why you always lying?
Alicia. I want you to win this free DCS merch. We need to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, we need a relationship going. You need to get to know who we are. So each of us, myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A, will tell a story. You guess who's fibbing. That's how you get the hookup. So I'm going to go first. My name is Dana Cortez. Every year for spring break during college, I would go to different beaches with my girlfriends, and we'd always have such a good time. And don't ask me how, but we'd always end up, you know, on someone's boat, someone's yacht or something. And then at a beach house where we would just have probably the best time. I have all these great memories partying with the sun just coming up, you know, on the horizon of the ocean. It's amazing. I'll never forget those days.
DJ Automatic here. I actually went to Rocky Point, Mexico in college with a friend and his friends. We drove down there to Rocky Point. When we got down there, they were driving crazy, and we were by the beach, and I kept telling the guy, hey, if you keep driving like this, you're going to end up in the sand, you're going to get stuck, and then we're going to all be out of luck here. Well, he wouldn't listen, and he got the car stuck. So when he did that, I told him, you can get it out. I'm going to go to the beach. When I came back, he was not there. He left us in Mexico and actually got left in Mexico for like 3 days. So I ended up meeting this guy, Chris Vigil, who had a whole bunch of friends with him that were girls, and they were he had a 5-person car, and we put 7 people in the car. He got us back to Tucson. Shout out to that man. Never saw him again, but he saved my life.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A, and I spent a lot of my spring breaks in college at South by Southwest, where one time I bumped into J. Cole, and he actually, you know, offered to do an interview with me, which was crazy, but I turned him down and told him to wait because I was too sweaty at the moment. I had to go cool down. Came back, and of course, he was gone. Flash forward 5-6 years later, he's at peak J. Cole, and he was throwing a VIP party, which unfortunately I had to leave that one early as well, too.
All right. If you guess correctly, who is lying? You win the free DCS merch. Alicia, who's lying?
Oh, dang it. I'm not good with this.
You got
I'm going to say the third one.
No! No, it's not.
I wish that was a lie, but honestly, I was too sweaty the first time I met him. I was walking around in that Austin humidity, and yeah.
No!
It was not a good sight. Sorry, J. Cole.
And DJ Automatic actually did get stuck in Mexico and had to get a ride with somebody named Chris V. Hill. He doesn't know to this very day. I was lying. I didn't go to college.
Oh, no.
My spring breaks were changing diapers. But anyway, I was a very young mom. Alicia, thank you so much for playing. I appreciate you making the Dana Cortez Show your new number one morning show here on Mix 96.5. I appreciate you making the Dana Cortez Show your new number one morning show right here. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, y'all.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I wanted Alicia to win. All right. If you want to get on the list and play Who's Lying with us, call now 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West had a conversation with P. Diddy. It has leaked, and we have some audio I'm going to play for you right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Comedian Theo Vaughn celebrating his birthday. Hey. Bruce Willis, Young Gravy, and friend of the show Bun B. also celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so this conversation that leaked is Kanye West calling P. Diddy in jail. Here's just a tiny excerpt of what they talked about.
You know what I'm saying? It's wicked, wicked, wicked. So you be careful.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing for him this day. You know what I'm saying? I need you out there, you feel me?
Yeah. I hear you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Man, have some fucking fun, nigga.
Yeah.
Having no fun and then get behind the mic, have some fun.
You know, that's kind of how the whole 6 minute call went. Diddy pretty much understanding that this call is being recorded, making himself sound like a victim, as he always has. And Kanye kind of agreeing with Diddy. I don't know why. There's a lot going on here because Kanye put his daughter on a song with Diddy recently. And Kim Kardashian is now, according to various reports, seeking sole custody of her children because she believes Kanye West is not making rational decisions because of his mental state. Okay, I get that.
It took her that long to figure that out. You know, it's been going on about, I would say, close to 10 years now.
Automatic, he's accused her of trying to keep the kids away. All she's ever done is try to make sure they have a relationship with their father.
She's gone above and beyond to make sure that guy has a relationship with his kids. He should be worshiping the ground she walks on because she could have thrown him to the dogs a long time ago.
I'm so glad you said that because the amount of trolls on social media from Facebook to Instagram to TikTok saying, oh, poor Kanye, poor this, poor that. It is, at this point, disgusting. The things he talks about, the symbols that he displays on shirts, I won't even say them right now. And the fact that he would put his daughter on a song with a man who's facing a range of charges from sexual assault to drugging to trafficking after witnessing just if nothing, just the video of him beating Cassie. And for you to put your daughter on a song with that man, I'm just disgusted by Kanye West. I can't help it. You know, I know he's got good music. I'm not going to deny that he doesn't. But as a human being, he's just not a good person. And if you think otherwise, that's your opinion. But I'm entitled to mine. I can't imagine putting my daughter on a song with a man who's facing sexual allegations and who beat a woman the way he did Cassie. So I hope Kim Kardashian wins in court if she truly is trying to take those rights away from Kanye and limit his access, maybe under supervised visits, because I think it's in the best interest of his children. All right, we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why didn't Travis Kelce make the cut for the new Happy Gilmore trailer, and which mega superstar did? I'll tell you right now, but first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Friend of the show, Bun B, celebrating his birthday. And we also have Theo Vaughn celebrating a birthday along with Young Gravy.
All right, so the Happy Gilmore trailer is out. I'm very excited. Little bit, I think a little confused why Travis Kelce didn't make the cut. Here's a tiny excerpt.
I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
All right, it looks really funny, especially Bad Bunny's part in there. Bad Bunny made the trailer. So for me, personally, I'm thinking Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Why don't you put Travis Kelce in there, too? Because Taylor Swift, more than likely, will share your little trailer, Adam Sandler. That's my thought.
I think because Bad Bunny is bigger than both of them. That's why.
Okay, I agree. Bad Bunny is bigger than Travis Kelce and Adam Sandler, but...
And he's bigger than Taylor Swift, if you could look at the numbers.
By a thousand albums. And not
still,
just that...
Still technically bigger, though.
Okay.
Wait, you're saying Bad Bunny's more famous than Adam Sandler?
Yes.
That's crazy.
To a certain extent for what he does. Because Adam Sandler, when it comes to movies, I don't know, Automatic. I'm torn. You're right, Bad Bunny.
I was going
to
say, now that Anthony put it like that,
I don't know. Like,
if you were to take them and put them on a street, people are going to recognize Adam Sandler before they recognize any of those other people.
He has like his own fashion trend right now.
Which is Sloppy Dad.
Yeah, and it works. It's the coolest thing ever. It's like transformed. Into this, like, he has his own like challenges dedicated to Adam Sandler.
Honestly, that's why I can't even argue with the way Automatic dresses now, because it's like, it's the most sought after look for guys. Well, I
look good compared to Adam Sandler. Okay,
you do dress up a little bit compared to Adam Sandler. I still don't think it's smart to omit Travis Kelce. I get why you put Bad Bunny in there. Yes, we all agree, Adam Sandler, when it comes to movies, I love all of his movies, but why would you not put Travis Kelce in the trailer as well? Why cut him? Even if it's just a tiny piece to get the Taylor Swift people on board, along with the Bad Bunny people and the Adam Sandler people.
Probably
then you have
only
Mega.
Has like one scene. He probably doesn't have too many, you know, he's not a big actor, if you may. So I don't really see it going. Plus, none of them are bigger than the fact that this is a follow-up to one of the biggest comedies in the history of movies. Happy Gilmore 2? This is bigger than both of them.
Yeah, one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Yeah, bro.
Honestly.
R.P. Bob Barker. That's what sucks.
I have to tell you this. It better not suck. It better be a hole in one, because if you come with that, with two not being as good as one, it better be better.
Mm.
Because it was that good. You're right. Happy Gilmore makes me laugh. This better make me laugh.
You didn't have a second golf reference, huh?
I had none.
It better be better.
No. On par.
There it is. On par. There it is.
It's out 7/25/2025.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new non-soda that's kind of soda that was just bought by a soda company. So we'll give you more details on that in food news. DJ Automatic got all the deets. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
In case you weren't feeling old, this week, the sweet life of Zach and Cody turned 20. What? Oh my gosh. I almost fainted when I saw that. Remember this show?
Excuse me. Hi, Mom. Cody, you broke Mr. Mosby. Just once would it kill you to behave?
Zach and Cody living at the Tipton Hotel with their mom. All of the times that I laughed, and I watched this so many times without my kids, I can't even tell you, because it was just a good show.
Honestly, that was not part of my childhood.
I only watched it because Dana, Ava, and Stacia would watch it.
Well, you know what? The rest of us are just going to sit here and reminisce, okay, and go watch some old episodes. Anyway,
yeah.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Probiotic soda Poppy has just been purchased by Pepsi for $1.6 billion.
Ooh.
So Pepsi's going the healthy route with their sodas now. The creators of it, Allison and Steven Ellsworth, they created it in 2015 in their kitchen, and now they just got paid $1.6 billion.
They've done such a great job advertising that soda. It is one of the smartest ways to market bubbly, because you want that burn, but you don't want the calories, calories in the bloat.
I knew it was too good to be true. Remember a couple weeks ago when I told you guys, I was like, I drank one because I'm trying to kick sodas, and it was too good to be true.
No, it's true.
I don't know, dude. Now Pepsi's involved? I don't know. Shout out to them ladies, though, for coming up. That's a cool American story.
Oh, that's
it was
exactly.
A husband and wife, actually, and it really took off after they were on Shark Tank, though.
I'm going to give you an offer. For $400,000, it's got to be more like 25%.
We'd love to do business with you.
Oh. Automatic, I think that they solved a problem that we all have. Like I said, we want the bubbly, but we don't want the extra calories. If you haven't tried Poppy, it's good. Or it's not Poppy, it's Poppy. That would be Automatic later on tonight.
Thanks.
Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go to kick off National Day by letting y'all know it is the last day of winter this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's been a fun one. I've had a good winter. It's been crazy.
It's been a warm one.
You think so?
Overall, I feel like it's been a warm one. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had some like real cold days, but for the most part, it's been pretty average.
You know what's crazy?
Warm.
For me, I love winter. in the summer, I'm craving winter. And in the winter, I'm craving summer. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm never happy. I'm never happy with the current season. I'm always looking ahead. Anyway, I'll miss you, winter.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up by shouting out all the certified nurses. It's National Certified Nurses Day.
Thank you all. You know, my mom right now, she's a patient of MD Anderson. She was diagnosed with cancer a couple of weeks ago. And I've never felt more positive about her diagnosis than I have this week because of the awesome CNAs and staff in general at the hospital. They've just treated her with love and care and kindness. And I've had a smile on my face after walking through that door because the thing they offered was hope, honey.
Oh, amazing.
Hope. All right, so what's next? Is that the last one?
Yeah.
We should definitely end there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Question, do men have morals when it comes to sexy time? I know. Myself, Dana Cortez, talking to my husband, DJ Automatic, our best friend, Anthony A. here. No,
it's very depending on the time of the day.
There's a lot of reasons that we want to talk about this. First of all, Automatic and I are married, like I said. So if I need sexy time, or he needs to just say something to my man here.
I wish it worked that way, but yeah.
It works that way for her.
It works
that
way for me. For her, it's like, for me, I'm like, if I bring it up, is she going to get mad at me?
Right. Oh, dude. That's a whole meme.
I do not miss that part of a long-term relationship where you're feeling all, you know, ready to go and you ask your partner, like, hey, what are we doing?
May I say.
And they hit you with that groan.
No, DJ Automatic is the worst. I'm washing dishes.
There we go.
I'm washing dishes and he feels frisky. I'm washing clothes and he feels frisky. The best foreplay men in a relationship, help your woman do all of the above, she gonna be ready.
Hey, maybe I have some kind of like fetish with cleaning. Who knows?
No, you don't. That's the problem.
Or watching somebody clean.
What I'm taking from this is, Dana, your husband's
easy.
He
likes me to dress as the maid, obviously.
Hey,
that's my role as wife.
Hey, you never know. I could be into that.
So Dana's husband's easy. Automatic's wife is not.
Yes, there you go. And it's pretty much always been like that.
So go back
what do you do, Anthony? You single. Like, how you out there? Do you have morals?
How do you fight your f***ingness off?
How do I fight my f***ingness?
After you went on your journey of not letting go for a long time.
Have I accomplished my semen retention journey for 35 days? I would go hiking a lot. And also the biggest thing is, homies, stay off the Instagram.
Oh,
right, stay off the Instagram.
There's a lot of content there.
There's a lot of content. And, you know, and the algorithm, if your timeline's like mine, it's just nothing but comedians, hot chicks, and Nipsey Hussle quotes. So I have to stay off the internet because I have to make sure those thoughts are suppressed.
If I'm anywhere near Twitter, there's going to be some naked girls on there, and that's going to get me going. So I just, like, there's certain times that I just stay away from things.
Your algorithm sounds like Anthony's. Mine is all fashion.
You can go through my algorithm. Mine doesn't have only hot chicks. It's mostly just basketball, which is kind of depressing.
Well, basketball usually attracts the hot chicks, though,
there
right?
Go.
I'm serious. It goes hand in hand. Do you have morals? Let's say a woman hits you up that you don't know, Anthony. Are you going there? If
morals,
that's what you want.
Yes, because I believe on intention before fornication. You got to know where everybody's at, what this is for you guys. Like, is this woman pursuing a relationship or is it just a fun time?
Because come on, give it to us real. You just said you drove 3.5 hours to X one time.
That was one time. And that's, you know. And on that note, I have goals, all right? And eager beavers be the collapse of a dam. And an eager beaver once made me drive 3 hours and waste tons of gas money. And now I look back on that moment, you're like, you know what? That 90 seconds wasn't worth it at all.
That beaver didn't even build a great dam.
not at all, dog. So for me right now, I'm at a point where the goals mean more to me than a quick...
Than 90 seconds.
Yes, than 90 seconds. So that's what it is for me, dog.
Automatic. You and Anthony, 90 seconds, huh?
On a good day.
All right, catch us on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. Remember, everything we do here can be found on the podcast. More on the radio now. Let's go. Brought to you by Optima Tax. Tax issues? Call Optima Tax Relief at 800-352-9218.